Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
Sandler, where are you at?
I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to jump in and be like a poser. I was going to let y'all do your thing. I'm a guest.
No. You know what? We're going to start it again.
Okay. You're allowed to take part?
No. You're allowed to do it by yourself.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
What happened to him? Such a delayed reaction.
I was off. That's like me on the. I was off by like a beat, and then messed the whole thing up. I was never the guy giving the pump up speech.
Obviously.
All right, NFL Power Rankings. Let's go.
Let's do it. RJ, you start.
All right, we'll start 1 through 5, and this is a tough one. And I'm probably going to change it before the end of this segment again. Number one, Kansas City. Now, Vegas is the one team they don't want to see in the playoffs, I bet. It looks like that now. But I will take the Kansas City Chiefs as a favorite over any team in the NFL. I know they don't have the best record, but I will take Kansas City as my best team.
Yeah, and I don't know why you would change it. To me, this is a no-brainer. I know that there's a 10-0 team, and it's not them. But to me, I agree. There's not a team that I would confidently say will beat Kansas City. And certainly if they play 10 times neutral site, there's no team that would win more than like three times out of those 10. To me, it's just all going to come down to in the playoffs, are they going to get that one big defensive stop in the one or two games that are going to be close games? Because I just don't see any team consistently giving that offense trouble throughout a 60-minute game.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, they got the number one offensive efficiency in the league, 14th on defense. And we know that historically offense is more stable than defense in terms of being predictive. So give me Kansas City, and you also have KC as well. Okay, so Sandler and I both lockstep. All right, number two. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They might go undefeated and be the worst one seed in NFL history. They might be. No, they probably wouldn't be. I think there was a Tennessee Titans team that was a one seed one year that was just awful. Somehow they, with Kerry Collins, they went like 15-1. But this is not as good of a team as the Chiefs are. In fact, they probably should be a dog against several teams, but all the team does is win. And we are going to have to start talking about the real possibility they go 16-0. Because they have a legitimate shot. If they get by Baltimore this week, they got Indianapolis and Buffalo as their only two remaining games that are potential losses.
And I would normally say, well, just because the team's top two running backs are out, I mean, not a huge deal, but that team is built. Baltimore is built around the running game.
They
don't have a good wide receiver. They've got Mark Andrews, but that game just became a lot easier. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Browns, the Colts. I still have a tough time trusting Phillip Rivers. Hey, but I got to ask you this, because I have the Steelers number two as well. And I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because of their record. But is Mike Tomlin one of the greatest coaches of all time? Because he's 48. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to another. he's already got 143 wins. That is more wins than Pete Carroll, than Tony Dungy, than Sean Payton. He's got 15 more wins than Mike McCarthy. He's 48. If he coaches just 10 years, which if he wants to, he could coach way longer than that.
He could coach 20 if he wants
to. Yeah, he's likely going to finish certainly in the top 10. That's easy. He'll do that in the next 5 years. He could very likely retire one of the five winningest coaches of all time. And I think people give him some credit, but I don't think people recognize him for as good of a coach as he is. I think, to me, Mike Tomlin, second or third best head coach in the NFL.
I don't know how to rank him. I think he is I think he is better than Sean Payton. I think he is better than Mike McCarthy. I wouldn't put him better than Andy Reid or Bill Belichick. But it's interesting. The guy last year lost his quarterback, went 8-8.
Yeah. That to me is what, like, with Bill Belichick, you can't argue that he's not the best coach, but I want to see over an extended period of time how he does without Tommy. What really sealed this for me is what Mike Tomlin did last year without a quarterback. I thought that 8-8, like, the two best coaching jobs last year to me, Mike Tomlin and Brian Flores. And those were not teams that we would look at and say they were good teams.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if you look at it, like, you know, he had Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. Well, yeah. Okay, those are not, you know, Sean Payton's won six straight games. Well, his backup quarterbacks that he uses, Teddy Bridgewater, who's been a starter in the league for a long, long time. And, you know, Taysom Hill, who has been in that system for a while and everybody seems to love. He could have used Jameis Winston. It was the number one pick in the draft. So I think that the Tomlin thing, I like Tomlin too as well.
Yeah.
All right, so we both have KC at one, Pitt at two. My number three team, I struggle with this, but I gotta give it to them. I gotta put Indy there. They have defied all logic this year to get where they are. They are fifth overall though in team DVOA. I'm a big fan of DVOA. I'm just using it to match up to where the eyes are. I know New Orleans is number one in DVOA, but they don't have Drew Brees right now. I like Indy. I like Indy a lot. I'm with you on Phillip Rivers. I don't know about Phillip Rivers, but I do think he's good enough. I think he's good enough to be able to have this team do a deep run.
So for me, three through five to round out this list.
We're difficult.
You could go with any of these teams, and then I'll give you my number three. But any of these teams, and I wouldn't put up much of an argument. I might disagree, but listen, tip my hat. The Rams, the Bucks, the Bills, the Packers, the Colts, the Seahawks, the Saints, the Ravens, the Titans. Any of those teams, to me, could be three through five. And that's what, to me, is making this season really intriguing, especially on the NFC side. I've got the Rams at number three. They're the best team against the pass in the NFL. To me, that's a little more important than being the best against the run, which is what the Bucs are. Jalen Ramsey, I know he had those two DPIs early in the game against Mike Evans, but gosh, that guy's so good. And I love, unlike Deion, who won't get in the mix physically or wouldn't when he played, Jalen Ramsey will make a tackle. He will make a tackle in space. He'll get in the box and make a tackle. The Rams, they don't have a number one receiver, but they've got two really good number twos in Kupp and Woods. And, hey, Sean McVay can coach. It seemed like people were quick to jump off his bandwagon after he got a lot of love. This guy is a really, really good coach. And to me, the Rams are number three.
I love that you have the Rams there. I love that you did that because, you know, I love Jared Goff. I'm a big Goff fan. And I know Sean isn't high on him. But I think the Rams are clearly one of the teams that can make it out of the NFC. They're one of the five or six that can make it out of the NFC. So you have the Rams at three. I have Indy at three. I have at number four those LA Rams. Sixth in offense, eighth in defensive efficiency. Their defense is solid. It's a good defense. It's not the number one ranked defense in the league, but it is solid. Their offense is really, really good. And the thing about their offense is it's very on time. Look at the yards after catch. Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp blow out the number three ranked yards after catch receiver in the league since the start of 2019. That's Chris Godwin. They got like 170 more yards after catch than the number three place guy does. That's because they're really good at it, but also their quarterback puts the ball where it needs to be and the plays are designed to get these guys open. I absolutely love the LA Rams. If I were to bet the favorite in the NFC right now, they would be it. I'm taking the Rams at number four.
And I'm going to go with the Bucs at number four. I know they just lost to the Rams. I don't understand why they give Antonio Brown the ball as much. He's not as dynamic as he used to be. The touches that he gets need to – I mean, like, it's almost like he's their number two receiver and Chris Godwin is just their number three who will get the leftovers. That needs to be reversed. But they're really good against the pass. They're not as good as the Rams, but they're really good. They're great against the run. I just – my only question is Tom Brady. I know that's a weird question to have, but my only question about how far this Bucs team can go is Tom Brady, because we saw on, what was the game, Sunday or Monday night, whenever they played, when you force Tom Brady to throw the ball beyond 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, you're in trouble. And they got in a position where he had to make some of those throws. So I have the Bucs at number four, but oddly, it's the quarterback that's giving me the biggest question.
Okay, very good. So you have, you go Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Rams, and Tampa. I went Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Indy, and the Rams, and my number five team. I struggle with this, but I decided to go with New Orleans. You know, they're the one seed right now in the NFC. They'd be higher if they had Drew Brees in terms of on this list, in this top five. But, you know, he's got 11 broken ribs. I didn't know we had 11 ribs to break, but he has 11 broken fractures of his ribs. I have no idea what he's going to be if he comes back. I mean, how are they going to be healed? Is one hit going to put them back out? So before I can move them back up, they're going to be at number five, but I got New Orleans at five.
Okay, and I had a tough time with this one. I know Indy just beat Green Bay. Buffalo coming off a bye, so it's almost like they get knocked a bit because they didn't have a win we can point to. I'm still going to go with Green Bay because I trust Rodgers over Rivers. I can't put Indy in the top five. Again, I know they beat Green Bay, but I have zero faith in Philip Rivers. I have faith in Aaron Rodgers. And I think the other thing, too, is Green Bay's got a really easy schedule. I know right now they're not the best team in the NFC, but there's still a really good chance they end up with the one seed because they've got, like, one tough game the rest of the way. And so I go with Green Bay number five. Again, Indy's knock. I tweeted this on Sunday. If they had a good quarterback, and to me Philip Rivers is average, if they had a good quarterback, they might be the AFC favorite because their defense is that good.
Yeah, they do have a good one, and I can't kill you with Green Bay at five. They're a good team, you know. They're you know, Rodgers playing well, so I can't really say anything about it. That's the problem with the NFL this year. When you have 12 teams with 7 wins or more, I mean, any one of those could have a legitimate argument for being in the top five.
Can I ask you a quick separate power rankings question?
Yeah.
Herbert to a Burrow. Let's just assume Joe Burrow comes back healthy. So you can't hold that against him. Who's your franchise quarterback? Rank those three.
Oh God, did you have to do that? I would probably put Tua last.
Oh, to me that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And there's a big gap between 1, 2, and then 3.
I guess I would have to say Herbert 1, based on how he's played this year. If you go look at me, he has done everything you could possibly. Rookie quarterback coming in, no preseason, top 10 in efficiency, top 15 in QBR. I would have to put him 1, and then Burrow, and then Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.